With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill into law Tuesday that aims to reduce gun violence. It gives officers and deputies a tool to confront individuals threatening to do harm to themselves or other people. After a court hearing, a judge would decide whether someone in a mental health crisis should temporarily give up their weapons.
We continue to see mass shootings, what happened in El Paso, which really hit home. That comes awfully close, and in fact, I know unequivocally that many New Mexicans had family and friends who were directly impacted by that tragedy.
Roman Bojorquez has high hopes for the new law. He couldn't go to class at his Albuquerque school when alerts about a threat of a mass shooting terrified him.
This year, we got one school shooting threat, and then I think last year we got one as well. Both times our school shut down, and it's just very, very scary situation, and hopefully this bill can change that.
The police chief of the city of Aztec, Mike Heal, recalled the untimely death of two outstanding teens shot as they arrived at school when they got in the shooter's crosshairs.
On December 7th, 2017, two of my heroes died that day, a horrific death. And I will never forget it, and I will never stop pushing for the safety of our children until we make sure every child is safe in the schools and we have a safe haven for them to come to every day. And I'm going to continue that fight.
Critics of the so-called extreme risk law said it threatens gun owners' rights. Governor Lujan Grisham pushed back.
No one loses, by virtue of this piece of legislation, their right to carry a firearm forever. It's a temporary hold with a hearing and due process to prevent a tragedy.
Some county sheriffs are threatening to ignore the new law. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.